Arizona.
Rangers, no ties or feathers have I. No walls of a house are my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song. We'll ride the ranger's pride all morning, noon, and night. With the yip and the eye, the road will fly. We'll laugh at danger steady, for your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight, we'll keep the ranger's pride, for we are the king.
Well, you lads have done a fine job, and you worked hard, so I've ordered dynamite to give you a real spread.
Oh, hey, that's a real boss. Yeah.
Boy, here's where I store up food enough to last me for a month.
Yeah, you know, I can see where you're going to have to hire a new cowboy to take Curly's place till he gets over his debauch.
Well, if I do, I might as well turn the ranch house into a hospital and get me an entire new outfit. Come on, boys, give us a little antidote.
Yeah. Okay, boys. Okay, if I could always have a nice place like this to live and plenty to eat with good scouts around me, I don't want to be rich.
Yeah, that's a right nice decision, Jack. But even with that, you'd be richer than the most of the folks that I know.
You're darn tootin' you would. Tain't everyone can boast of having friendships and a good home with fine scenery and fresh air and me to associate with.
Oh, Curly. You know, they say that no matter how many fine things you have, there's always something to bother you. Well, you're it, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, Jack means to say that you're the salt of his riches, Curly.
That's good, boss. He needs plenty of me, because he's too fresh anyhow.
You ask me why I'm a homo, and why I sleep in the ditch. It's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to be rich. Now I could make $1 million and then sit down and get fat, but then I'd lose my girlish form, and oh, I wouldn't like that. Now I could be a broker without the least excuse, but look at 1929 and tell me what's the use. I don't believe in working and saving to get a stake. You might take a fall and lose it all and then wind up in the lake. Don't need no money to live on, no money for room and board, but when we're dead, I'll meet as much as Mr. Henry Ford. Now I could run the White House for the men, I don't care which. It's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to be rich.
Well, you know, I think if Jack could have a whole passel of servants and people to wait on him that could put up with his ornery tricks and disposition, he'd be happy.
Yeah, provided all the servants weren't like you, Curly. That'd spoil the whole effect.
Well, at least you've got to admit I keep you pepped up and alive.
Yeah, and if you weren't around, Curly, Jack wouldn't have an incentive to do anything. Why, it'd just be one lazy day after another.
You tell him, boss.
Lazy day. When spring and summer meet, lazy day, within a woodland sweet, my way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day, lazy day, a day to drift and dream, let me stray, where water lilies gleam, neath the willows bending, spending a lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam, under a friendly sky. Green fields whispering of home, and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one far, where we can watch the sun o'er the hills descending, ending a lazy day.
Yeah. Oh, that was a right nice song.
Yeah, sort of old, but still a good song, Jack.
Well, heck, a thing don't have to be new in order to be good. Some of the old tunes are better than a dozen new ones.
Yeah, but if you sing them or dance them, why, you're considered old-fashioned.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Curly hasn't learned to sing or dance the old ones yet.
Is that so? Will you just cut loose with a chicken reel or a hoedown, Area 1, and I'll show you.
Oh, call his bluff, Jack. Go ahead.
I'm not bluffing. Clear a path.
Simplification of the old school.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that means, boss, but whatever it is, I am.
If Curly could only sing as well as he dances, he might be worth something to the outfit.
Curly, I wouldn't let a challenge like that go unpunished. Croon a nice little lullaby with the boys and make him like it.
All right, here goes, you lop-eared jackass.
Croon a little lullaby, a dreamy melody that brings a memory of childhood days. When beneath the southern sky, a mammy sang to me and held me tenderly. When I am blue and lonesome too, the long night through, I'd love to have you just kiss each little sleepy eye, and like a mammy croon, a little lullaby.
Croon a little lullaby, a dreamy melody that brings a memory of childhood days. Beneath the southern sky, a mammy sang to me and held me tenderly.
When I am blue and lonesome too, the long night through, I'd love to have you just kiss each little sleepy eye, and like a mammy croon, a little lullaby.
listening to Curly sing and get away with it like that, I could almost stand a poem.
Almost, eh? Well, let me tell you, young fellow, you're not only stand it, but you like it, even if we have to hog tie and gag you.
I just hope he objects. I'd love to gag
well,
him.
I'm afraid I'm weighted down with persuasion in your favor, Pinto. Go ahead.
All right. Sometimes when I'm toil-worn and weary, and tired out with working long and well, and earth is dark and skies above are dreary, and heart and soul are all too sick to tell, these words have come to me like angel fingers, pressing the spirit's eyelids down in sleep. Oh, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall surely reap. When mind and body were borne down completely, and I have thought my efforts all in vain, these words have come to me so softly, sweetly, and whispered hope, and urged me on again. And though my labor seems all unavailing, and all my striving fruitless, yet the Lord doth treasure up each little seed I scatter. And sometime, somewhere, I shall reap reward.
That's pretty good, boss, pretty good. But listen, boss, now that I stood without hitching and swallowed without gagging, may I offer a suggestion?
Well, you were so darn good, Jack, that I'm afraid we'll have to listen.
Okay, then. Listen to this little tune, boss.
All right. Come on, boss.
Blue bonnet, blue bonnet, you made me feel blue. Blue bonnet, doggone it, I miss you, I do. You look so pretty in your gingham gown. Oh, what a pity that we came to town. I'll always remember that sweet day in June. Heart sang a wedding refrain. You wore your blue bonnet and blossoms fell on it as I strolled with you down the lane. Get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out, a song will ride, the ranges ride, all morning, noon, and night, with the yip and yi, the rope will fly, we'll laugh at danger steady, but your duty must perform.
Say so long, folks, but we'll be looking for you soon again.
We'll guard, we'll fight to keep the ranges right, for we are the kings of the ball.